FMR. Ambassador Friedman slams feckless Biden admin over Iranian threats. Calls Israel defender of Judeo-Christian values. By Joshua Klein on August 1, 2024. Israel is defending both Western civilization and Judeo-Christian values. According to former Trump administration U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman, who slammed current Western leaders, and the Biden administration in particular, accusing them of being feckless in their handling of Iranian threats. Friedman, who is presently in Israel, highlighted the looming danger posed by a potential coordinated attack from Iran, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, stressing that the threat is a retaliation for Israel's recent elimination of two radical Islamic leaders responsible for the killing of innocent children and the rape of women. Despite the fear induced by these threats, he commended the unwavering resolve of the Israeli people to defend their nation and the world's only Jewish state from the assault of these barbarians. No other civilized nation goes through this. None. Only Israel, Friedman remarked, underscoring Israel's unique role in defending the West. Referring to the Jewish state as the tip of the spear in defense of Western civilization, Friedman lamented the current state of Western leadership while expressing hope the day will come when the West will thank Israel for its defense of Judeo-Christian values. Slamming today's feckless leaders, the former ambassador criticized the current U.S. administration for policies that enriched the Islamic Republic and exacerbated the threat it poses to the free world. Iran has abruptly gone from broke to rich under the Biden/Harris administration and the results have been catastrophic. He wrote, referencing an essay discussing an investigation into Vice President Kamala Harris's national security advisor for alleged ties to an Iranian influence network. The matter has raised concerns over his security clearance and potential pro-Tehran advocacy, as well as the possibility it may be contributing to the current volatile situation. Friedman previously blamed the Biden administration for violence in Israel's north, accusing it of being a primary culprit for having relieved Iran of its most onerous sanctions, permitting Iran to more than double its GDP and fund terror from Yemen to Iraq to Syria to Lebanon to Gaza. He also insisted that if Kamala Harris is elected president in November, she will lead America to abandon Israel. Friedman, who served as the U.S. ambassador to Israel from 2017 to 2021 under President Donald Trump, played a key role in strengthening U.S.-Israel relations during his tenure. His recent statements come amid heightened tensions in the Middle East, with Israel frequently targeted by hostile neighboring forces. On Wednesday, Hamas terror organization political chief Ismail Haniyeh was reportedly killed in Tehran, after the presidential inauguration of new President Masoud Pezeshkian and after having met with Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, together with the leaders of other terrorist groups, such as Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the Houthis. Haniyeh, who once called al-Qaeda leader and 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden an Arab holy warrior whose assassination was a continuation of the American policy based on oppression and the shedding of Muslim and Arab blood, was favored significantly by Palestinians over Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. In response to the Israeli airstrike on Tehran, Iran's capital city, that killed Haniyeh, Iran's so-called supreme leader called for a direct attack on the Jewish state. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.